Lawfare: Judges fine Trump just under $5 billion in two cases. By Wendell Hasebo on February 16, 2024. Two judges in two separate cases fined former President Donald Trump just under $500 million. The fines suggest that Democrats seek to bankrupt Trump as he campaigns once again to shake up Washington, D.C., and oust President Joe Biden, who claims he is not behind the lawsuits or indictments against Trump. Although several prosecutors reportedly met with Biden administration officials before three of the indictments. Between two cases, the fines against Trump amount to more than $430 million. New York civil fraud case, more than $355 million. E. Jean Carroll's defamation case, $83.3 million. In both cases, Trump says he will appeal the rulings. Even if the cases are reversed on appeal, legal cases impact Trump's 2024 candidacy, ABC News reported. While Trump's donors have largely footed the bill for his campaign expenses, with Trump's political committee spending more than $50 million on his campaign in 2023, the legal cases present a stickier challenge for Trump, who has built a reputation around his wealth. Courts allow defendants multiple mechanisms to collect damages, including liens and wage garnishments, and the fines are not dischargeable through traditional protections like bankruptcy. Multiple legal experts who ABC News spoke with suggested that Trump is unlikely to front the fines immediately and will instead opt to delay any payment using a bond secured by his assets until after he exhausts his appeal options. Trump said his company had more than $400 million in cash last year when Trump was deposed in the New York civil fraud case. Trump's real estate company is a widely successful origination that maintains many sizable assets. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.